Yes, it's Matty with the footy, and welcome back. It's episode 24, and in this episode we spoke about the Champions League draw, the Europa League draw, and the latest England squad. Enjoy.
So, let's kick off the episode by welcoming back Ben. How are we?
Hello. Woo. I'm good, how are you?
I'm great, how have you been? Since you last came on, what, like 5 weeks ago, maybe?
Yeah, about 5 weeks, 4 weeks ago. Yeah, been good.
Still chatting shit?
Yeah, I planned on snapping Messi's legs a bit more, but we're back.
Well, Ben, are you under pressure, yeah? What are your thoughts on Champions League draw? But before you say anything, let me just get the door up and tell you who's playing who. So first is Porto versus Chelsea, Man City versus Dortmund, Bayern Munich versus PSG, and Real Madrid versus Liverpool. So Ben, what are your thoughts on the draw?
From a neutral standpoint, I think all them games are really good. I think they are going to be good games. From a Liverpool standpoint, I actually think it's quite a good draw. I think Real Madrid at the minute are doable. But like overall, I think it's just going to be good football. I'm quite excited for Bayern versus Paris because I think Paris are going to want a little bit of revenge.
Last year, even.
Well, and the same for Liverpool and Real Madrid. That Liverpool probably want to go for a bit of revenge for the 17-18 final where Ramos broke Salah's arm or something. Yeah. So I think there's going to be some good football.
I think it's the best team Liverpool could have got, myself.
No.
I think...
Maybe Porto, but...
I just think
Real Madrid aren't the same team anymore.
Before we get biased, what's the easiest draw? Yeah.
What was the easiest?
Chelsea.
The easiest.
Porto, you know what? Or are we underestimating Porto?
No, we are underestimating Porto. I'm not being funny. They're a team who... All right, if you look at the squad, it's probably not going to be as good as some other teams in that draw. But they will probably have the most confidence going into that. Like, they've just knocked out...
The Juventus game, wasn't it?
Yeah.
When they knocked them out.
They've convincingly beat Juventus there.
Did you not see that game, though? Juventus absolutely smashed them over.
Yeah, the second leg I don't know.
I do think Porto are going to go in as probably the most confident team. I'm not saying they're the best.
Porto at the minute are playing a bit like Atletico Madrid, like that 4-4-2. So I just think Chelsea's already beat Atletico.
They have twice.
Genko, don't mention Atletico Madrid around Ben. He gets a boner. Don't mention it. If you say Atletico Madrid.
It's underdog syndrome. I always like the underdog. They just play the worst football you'll ever see. But I feel off tight on them.
It's funny to watch.
It's just
11 men behind the ball.
I think
Chelsea are progressing, so I think they've got the easiest draw myself.
They were the hardest buying PSG.
I don't know if it is the hardest because if you look it with the two teams it probably is, but if you look at circumstance,
I reckon Paris is the hardest.
I'd say Dortmund.
I was gonna say that.
I think Paris because they played Bayern. I'm not saying it was recently, but it wasn't that long ago. I think Paris will probably have a bit of an idea on what Bayern can do, and I think Pochettino is a better manager than Tuchel. So I think Paris. I do, yeah.
I don't. But I know where you come from.
Pochettino took an average Tottenham side
to the final.
With no money.
Tuchel took like Mbappe, Neymar, Di Maria, a strong PSG side to the final. I know you don't come from.
I'll give Tuchel his credit, especially like recently with Chelsea. But overall, I think Pochettino did more. Like, I know he may have not have won as much, but it's hard to explain. Like, if you can't win a trophy with Paris, there's something wrong.
They both haven't really won anything. I know Tuchel's won the League One, like
Champions League.
He's won the league on, hasn't he?
Oh, no, he never
he won the league on. That's like PSG win that every year, so don't count that.
It's their league. I think Pochettino is a better manager. That's my opinion, though.
I'd agree with that. Yeah.
I think if Paris actually do have a good chance at Bayern, because it's like Liverpool, it's like Real Madrid, the top teams this season aren't, you know, as good as they were. So it's kind of like anything can happen. And Bayern have lost a good few games this season as well. So I'd say it's all to play for between them two.
Yeah, that's the toughest game. Dortmund's had the toughest draw.
I'm a big fan of Haaland, yeah. I think he's better than Mbappe. But I really hope Haaland absolutely rips into City, you know.
No, do you know who I hope does? Sancho. I hope Sancho proves a point.
Mm.
He played in their academy, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Sancho,
I hope Sancho proves a point.
It's going to be a really high-scoring game, I think, that one. I do. Dortmund's defence is just going to let them down, though, I think.
Am I right in thinking Haaland's dad played for City? Or am I getting something mixed up?
Played for Leeds, didn't he?
Yeah, he played.
But I want to say Roy Keane broke his dad's leg.
Yeah, I think he did. Didn't Roy Keane end his dad's career?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I think he cost a good portion of it, yeah.
Well, moving on to the Europa League draw. Granada versus United. Arsenal versus Slavia Prague. Ajax versus Roma. Boys, help me with this. I don't know. Dynamo what? What's, I would say that. Zagreb. Dynamo Zagreb versus Villarreal. Who's favourites to win the whole thing? I'm saying United.
I'd say United.
I'm saying United
Ajax final.
No, Rome,
I think
United.
Ajax are going to... I think Ajax are going to progress well, I think, as well.
I think Roma are going to start...
I think Roma Arsenal's getting knocked out, you know. I think Arsenal's got a tough draw.
I mean, yeah.
Slavia Prague knocked out Leicester and Rangers.
I think they'll go through, but they'll miss out on the final to Villarreal. Because it's Unai Emery, isn't it? I've just got a feel.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be like the narrative.
Yeah. Nah, I see Roma.
Good evening.
Good evening. It's a weird competition at the Europa League, though. Like, Granada, Zagreb, do you know what I mean?
Mm.
I don't see that in Champions League, but...
Yeah.
I'd see United winning it, I think, yeah.
Be mad
I see United winning, but I don't want them to win it. I'd rather Ajax win it.
I don't either.
Yeah. But, imagine we won the. It's a big imagine, but imagine Liverpool winning the Champions League and United winning the Europa. And like, the Super Cup after it.
Oh yeah.
And then if there's fans there, I reckon that'd be quite sick.
Yeah, it would actually. But
I don't see Liverpool winning the Champions League.
I'd like Ajax to win it though, the Europa League.
I like
especially after the few years they've had. So, like, selling, like, De Ligt and De Jong and missing out Champions League final, like, the last minute.
I've actually heard that Joe Donny van der Beek, I've heard he wants to go back to Ajax.
Yeah, he hasn't had a good start at United, has he?
Don't think United have given him it.
Boys, I want to say one thing, yeah.
They haven't.
I want to get this on tape, on recording, yeah.
Go on.
Mr. Jenko over here, right, said... Who? If Liverpool win the Champions League, he will get a tattoo of Henderson on his leg saying, Henderson, captain, leader, legend, on his leg. So.
I already have that, mate.
Jenko, do you stand by that? Do you stand by that bet?
I do.
Oh!
I want us to win. I really do. But our defence, again, is just going to let us down, I think.
But didn't Joe Chelsea win? Didn't we play them? In 2005 in the semi-final.
I want to say we did, you know.
Yeah,
and look what happened.
Yeah. And it's
in Istanbul.
Didn't Everton finish top four?
Didn't Everton finish,
I might be wrong, I might sound stupid, yeah. I thought Everton finished fourth, yeah. Because we played awful the season, so because we won Champions League, we knocked them out of Champions League, basically.
No, that was
I might sound so stupid, yeah.
Oh, maybe. No, maybe.
No, I think you're right. No, I think it was the season after. I don't think we got Champions League the season we won it. Because we won it, you have to go in it, Joe, to defend it.
No, that's what I mean. Yeah. The season we won it, yeah. Everton finished fourth. We finished like eighth or seventh or something. Because I don't think, I might sound so stupid, yeah. I don't think you can have five English teams in the Champions League. I think so. Fourth place gets knocked out, and fourth place was Everton. I think I might be totally wrong. Yeah.
Oh, I think it's qualifiers. I think you've got to play more qualifiers. I don't know.
I don't know back then. I think now it's you can have five teams.
But... Yeah.
See, I might sound so stupid. Yeah. Yeah, they did. Oh, I was right. Everton finished fourth. We finished fifth.
There we go. Matthew with the fuzzy knowledge.
Matthew with the
facts. I need to have more confidence in myself. Me, you know, I was saying I was wrong. And I was right.
There we go.
That knowledge.
Who thinks we're in Europa League then, Matthew?
Ajax. Well, I want... My United, but I want Ajax to win.
Yeah. And you, Ben?
I'd quite like Ajax to win as well, because they're just an underdog.
Everyone but United.
I've got a feeling the winner will be the Roma or United.
I don't know like Roma this season. I don't think I've watched Serie A at all this season.
No, I haven't.
So I don't know what Roma are like, how they play, how good they are in the league. I think they're top four in the league, aren't they? Something like that. No.
Yeah, and they signed Chris Smalling, didn't they?
Yeah.
He went out on loan.
My bad. I was wrong. Roma is sixth.
Right, United are winning it.
Right, boys. I think it was like 2 days ago or maybe yesterday. Gareth Southgate announced the England team. What are your thoughts on it?
I think there's a lot of injuries and I don't think that will be a team to go to the World Cup. And I don't...
We'll go positions by positions, ready. What are your thoughts on Dean Henderson, Sam Johnstone and Nick Pope?
I said a few podcasts ago Sam Johnstone would get called up.
Yeah, I remember that.
Isn't that just due to an injury to Pickford?
Probably. But I think he's a good goalie.
Who's number one?
Nick Pope.
I'd say
Dean Henderson only because the guy had a baby recently, didn't he? And he's been playing for United a lot.
Oh, yeah, true.
And he's played well. He's played well.
Has he, though? Has he played well?
I mean, to be fair, if you're a United...
Did you not see the goal against AC Milan in the first leg? That was poor.
Poor goalkeeper, wasn't it?
But Nick Pope's been poor as well.
Yeah.
So what? I'm saying the West Brom goalkeeper, Sam Johnstone, I reckon him. He should do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's the controversial part now, the defence. Ben Chilwell, Connor Cody, Eric Dyer, Reece James, Harry Maguire, Tyrone Mings, Luke Shaw, John Stones, Keane Trippier, Kyle Walker. Before we say anything, yeah, why is Keane Trippier in there and Eric Dyer?
I just want to say something. Don't think it was... I don't like England at all. And I don't like Southgate.
Scouts not English.
It's nothing to do with that. And I think if you think England will win anything under Southgate, you're a bit deluded. But do you not think it's almost like he's based it off a FIFA team. Like, it makes no sense to me. Them defenders don't make any sense to me at all.
Some do. Like Luke Shaw, John Stones, yeah. Kyle Walker,
Trippier's had a 12-week ban.
Yeah, that's what I don't get.
Trippier's had a 12-week ban. His first game back was against Chelsea, where Atletico got battered. But Trent's not going in because he's not been playing at the level.
You have to think about the fixtures. So we're only against San Marino, Albania, and Poland. So I think he's thought about that. It's like Arnold missing out as well. I feel like that's just like a fitness thing. Do you know what I mean?
I either think it's Klopp saying to Trent, ask not to do it, or I think Southgate's being an idiot by making an excuse by saying he's not been at the level.
I think a few clubs have as well. So, like, Bellingham getting called up, you wouldn't really see that. Do you know what I mean? If it was against big teams.
Yeah, no, where's him? Jadon Sancho?
I think he's injured.
Yeah, he is.
I think, Joe, what, yeah, I'm going to put out there, the midfield's too young. There's no experience in the midfield. Jude Bellingham, Phil Foden, Lingard, Mount, Phillips, Rice, Ward-Prowse. That's too young.
They're all very attacking as well.
Yeah. You know what? It'll sound weird. Although Lingard's a bit of a monk, I'm actually quite happy for him. Do you know what I mean? You can't just help but be like, fair enough.
Yeah. He's been very good at West Ham, hasn't he?
Yeah. I think Mason Mount needs to get a bit more respect, though. I don't see how everyone keeps saying he's a teacher's pet or nothing. He's just, in my eyes, he's a class
footballer. Tuchel dropped him, didn't he, on his first match and realised, ooh, I shouldn't have dropped him.
Yeah.
I've got an unpopular opinion on him. And I was speaking to someone, and I won't say the name because they're not to do with this podcast. And he said to me, if Mason Mount was in that Man City team, he'd be getting similar stats to Phil Foden. And I was thinking about it, and I'm not, obviously nobody knows that, but I actually don't reckon he's far off. I think Mason Mount's class.
I do rate him, like, I think he is very good. But
I'm quite happy he's in the England team.
Yeah,
I still stand by it, though. This midfield's too young, there's no experience. They're like Joe Nettleton in there.
What do you think of Ollie Watkins getting called up as well?
A disgrace.
I said in the party, I said Patrick Bamford, but you said he was injured, so.
Yeah, he is. He had like a knock at the other game. But...
I think anyone over Ollie Watkins?
Sancho? He's injured, yeah. Isn't he? Sancho's injured again.
Yeah.
Forgot that.
I think it's like Grealish, he's injured, Madison. I think this isn't the team to go
injured as well.
Yeah.
Wow, this isn't the team. This isn't the team to go into the World Cup.
No, that's what I mean. So he's thought about the fixtures, I think, hasn't he? And he's just gone.
Yeah. I don't want to go on about him, but I have heard Trent's devastated about it. Like, apparently got a week off, do you know, to prepare for it.
Oh, God.
And he's not playing, which is quite heavy. But, you know,
yeah,
it is what it is. To be fair, I'd rather him not go out. We've got bad fitness issue, touch wood, it's getting a bit better, but as a fan, I'm not really bothered because I do think while we're under Southgate or while England are, I don't associate with them. I don't think they'll win anything. I think they're harmless.
Yeah.
Semi-final at best. So people can talk about that team having good players, but they'll forget that we had Lampard, Gerrard, and Scholes in the same team and won nothing.
Yeah,
it doesn't take a good team. It takes a team which clicks.
We're just as well. We had Teddy Ferdinand as well, didn't we?
We had mega players and won nothing, and I think that proves why we'll never win anything again.
Oh yeah, where was Wan-Bissaka as well?
He's just not very good, is he?
Defending wise, attacking wise, no.
He's like a Gary Neville defender. He just defends. He didn't do anything much else. Just put a foot in, does the job.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of the internationals, Zlatan has made his return to international after 5 years of retiring. Well, will he help them get to the World Cup or not?
You know what? I know you don't like him, but by his side, I actually think he'll still do decent. He just seems to do decent wherever he goes.
Yeah.
No.
He's a winner, isn't he?
He's only known for his overhead.
Yeah, I really don't like his arrogance and that, but...
No, I don't like him, but if I don't really like Ronaldo, but I'm not never going to say he's bad. I'm not saying Ibrahimovic is anywhere near Ronaldo's level, but, like, as a person, I don't like him, but as a footballer...
Yeah.
He wins mainly wherever he goes.
Look, he put on Twitter when they got announced that he's back for Sweden, the return of God. Oh, just shut up, mate.
He hasn't even won a Champions League.
You are awful, you.
Jesus. Yeah.
I won't call him awful.
Come back to me when you won the Ballon d'Or. Try for Zlatan. Sure, kid. Ah, why? I can't stand him, you know.
No, I can't see this one still.
Yeah.
I had a question. With the Euros coming up this year, who do you reckon will win?
Like, well, who do you reckon will win, or who do you want to win?
Both.
I want England. I want to mess with whoever sports England doesn't support any Premier League clubs. I want Holland to win.
I reckon Holland as well.
Yeah.
I think Brazil's going to win.
Brazil are in Europe.
You got a good chance, do you know what I mean?
yeah, Neymar. Both me, no. Nah, him.
Yeah. Coutinho's coming back with worldies.
Do what? Yeah, I'm going to put a bold prediction out there,
Brazilian, isn't he?
Ready? Bold prediction. A team from Europe's going to win the Euros.
Oh, that's bold.
Just put out there. That's my prediction.
Not the European Union, Matt. Anyway.
Who'd you actually reckon then? Like an actual country from Europe.
I want Holland. But I reckon Belgium.
It all comes down to Van Dijk's back, isn't it? I think for Holland.
I've heard he's not. I've heard he's not. Apparently Klopp came out and said.
Yeah. So probably be France again.
I reckon Belgium, right? Oh, France. That's a ball now, isn't it?
Do you know?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Portugal.
They won it last time.
It's just the defending for them. They haven't got any good centre backs, have they? Apart from Ruben Diaz.
Ruben Diaz.
They've got Fonte.
Who's the keeper?
They've got Fonte. Are you mad? Chenko, they've got Fonte.
Has he not retired yet, no?
I don't know. I know he still plays, but he might have retired from international.
Yeah.
Nah, I reckon Portugal will win it, me.
Nah, Holland.
No.
I want Germany to win it.
Germany's got a good team.
I want Germany.
Yeah,
Doody, though. Doody.
It's a bit old.
Who's the centre backs? Hummels, Boateng.
Yeah.
I mean, none can run faster than him.
I could have.
Yeah, to be fair, your nan is quite creepy.
I'm going to clip this and send it to me nan.
Got a good 100-meter sprint.
Yeah, there was a funny moment this week when Tottenham got beat 3-0 and got knocked out of the Europa League, yeah. And Joe Hart put on his Instagram story, job done.
Have you seen his apology video?
No.
Oh, it's so funny. He starts shaking his head at the camera saying sorry. And then at the end he goes, have a great day. Just lost 3-0.
I don't get how that happens because he said it was like a spelling mistake. But
yeah,
he's used an emoji with a tick. Like how was it a spelling mistake?
Is this it?
Someone's job's getting sacked, isn't it?
Have a great day. That's bad. That you know how?
Yeah.
in my words, as Darren Till would say, you're a loser. And that's all I'd say on it.
You're a loser. You're a loser. Yeah. Ben, do you want to mention the Celtic thing?
Yes. Celtic have came out and confirmed they're not giving Rangers a guard of honour for winning the Scottish Premiership because they're a salty bunch of crybabies.
It's so bitter, isn't it?
It is. It's quite stupid.
Yeah.
Like... But then again, if you were Celtic, you would be embarrassed, wouldn't
you? But you've got to show like good sportsmanship, though, don't you?
Yeah, Rangers probably do it for them when they win the 12 league titles.
Stephen Warnock replied, that's poor lack of respect.
Yeah.
No, it is. But Scottish football is a bit weird. Like, they're all a bit... It's not even obsessed. It's just like, it's live by it and die by it. You know what I mean? It's not for me though.
Yeah, no.
But I think Celtic are just a better club, and Rangers are somehow the most successful club in Europe, which is nuts. Yeah, I think they've won like the most.
Yeah, it's like 55 league titles, isn't it, or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, they won 55.
I know you could say is like easy given the fact they're in the Scottish league, but. With teams like Real Madrid and Barca in Spain, and while Rangers have been like relegated to the bottom division. Yeah. You would have thought they'd be overtaken by now, but no. Fair play to Steven Gerrard. What happened? How much did they lose by last night? The 2-1 or 2-0?
Who? Rangers.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's like 2-0, you know.
Yeah,
yeah, and you got like two red cards. Yeah.
That was bad. Didn't you see the striker when he kicked him around?
Yeah, the keeper. Yeah. It was honestly looked like Connor Cody that I was, you know, just making sure.
That was bad on Rui Patricio. That was really bad.
Yeah.
We hope, well, everyone at Match with the Footy, we hope he has a speedy recovery.
No, I think he's sound. I think he just got knocked out.
Did he?
I don't think it, yeah. Except people were scared it happened. Do you know, like, Raul Jimenez, where it was a crack skull?
Yeah.
Apparently, once he got back in, he said he remembered everything. He's got a headache. So, probably won't go out on international duty or anything, but I think he's all right.
That's good.
Speaking of which, when's Raul Jimenez back? Because I've heard he's in training, but he's got to wear a... No, apparently it's going to be this. But, like, I just wondered if they put a date on. Because apparently he's in training with a helmet on to protect
him. I think it's a few weeks away, isn't it? But
yeah. I like Raul Jimenez.
Yeah, it's a good striker, isn't he?
Wolves have lost without him. In Liverpool, Dad William Jose done nothing.
No.
But, boys, this could be an unpopular opinion or a really good opinion, yeah. Adama Traore has got nothing but pace.
And oil.
He's got nothing but pace. He can't pass. He can't shoot.
He's a good
dribbler.
He's
got pace.
He doesn't dribble. He just literally knocks the ball forward and runs.
He just can't pass or shoot. I think that's his problem. I think he's scored like a year, has he?
Yeah.
Something like that.
He's not got an assist or goal this season.
I think he's so overrated. You know, he's just gone nothing but pace.
I think he was overhyped because he, like, was it City? He just played really good against them. Built a name for himself against that and then didn't.
I feel bad for him, though, because that's Semedo's not any better, is he?
He's
awful, him.
I don't reckon he's that good, to be fair. He's like Adama Traore, but is his master because he doesn't have to score or get an assist. Yeah, all he does is...
He's gone from Doherty to that. I do feel a bit bad for him, but I agree, he's not great.
And that Fabio Silva...
Oh, he's awful. He's got like 45 mil as well, didn't he?
I have to rate him because he's got the same birthday as me. But he's not amazing, is he?
How old is he?
18,
younger than us, I think.
He gets proper scared of, like, defenders. Have you seen him?
Yeah.
I think it was, like... I don't know who it was. It might have been Kabak. It was. Kabak, like, only had the ball, and he was running forward, and that Silva just looked at him and turned away. Like, what the hell?
He's scary, Kabak, though.
But, yeah.
I wouldn't like to fight him.
Hey, everyone hates on him. I love him, mate.
Would you have Drake? Not do you want him to, but do you
South Van Dijk to Quebec,
Van Dijk's not kept a clean sheet in 6 months.
Yeah, boys, it is another unpopular opinion, yeah. Kante has lost his past his peak.
No.
Shut up. He ran.
Yeah,
he
listen. Let me finish. I was about to ask. He has passed his peak when Lampard was there. But can Thomas Tuchel get him back to his best? Because he got man the match, didn't he? Against Flesh from Madrid. So can he get back to his best? Because I think he's lost it. Personally.
Yeah.
This season. No. And last season. Yeah.
No.
That's why it's unpopular.
That system doesn't fit with him.
I think
that 3-4-2-1.
I think Kante's. I don't know if I'm putting behind or in front of Fabinho. I think them two are like the two of the best in the world at that CDM role.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. Nah, he's not past his peak. He's past. He made like a box to box sprint in like the 94th minute after running his ankles off. So nah, he's not past it. No,
he's not as Chelsea winning the league days on his Leicester ones, but he's still boss. Do you know what I mean? Like, still
he'd still be good, but past your peak. Mm. Like I said, I said last week that the only episode that didn't get uploaded because of someone. I said, I think it was half from freeze past their peak order.
I think Salah and Mane have got a year. I think Firmino's been on a decline since Coutinho left.
Mm.
But then I think Mane's been awful this season.
I feel like Salah carries us, to be honest. I know you don't like him, Matty, but it's top goals. Go on the Prem, do you know what I mean?
How can you not like something that gets 80% of the goals?
Oh, I can't stand the man.
He scores 80. And if you say it's because he's selfish, I reckon Mane's
recently,
more selfish. There's been times when Mane...
Recently?
You say...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I think they're both are selfish.
They're all Ben, he's not going to shag you.
But
I think they're just
I can't stand the man.
I do you reckon he'll go?
Hopefully.
I know we would speak about it.
I think he'll have a title at Liverpool. I really do.
Sure,
I don't think Salah will leave. No, I don't think.
I think do a Hazard, go to Madrid, then Hazard like injured about 10 times only since he's been at Madrid.
Hey, Matt, I was going to mention this later. Have you heard about Hazard?
He got injured again.
Apparently, if he has ankle on a surgery, he might not ever be able to play football again because it's the same ankle he's had surgery on three times. So he might actually be forced to retire. And I think that was the doctor, which was... do you know how they have private doctors? Apparently, that's what his doctor said. I read it on a sport Bible.
The most reliable news source.
They're the ones who go with him. You go, click the link in the bio to find out more.
And you click the link in the bio and it's like it's a paragraph about it and it's essentially what the
it is, isn't it? Yeah. The page will go click the link in the bio to read more.
Like I had a little free light on it. So I don't know how like true it is, but yeah, apparently if he does have end up having surgery on his ankle, he might not be able to.
We mentioned this a few podcasts ago. We mentioned a few podcasts ago the Streets Won't Forget player, and I feel like Hazard's that one.
I forgot about him, mate.
I know. I just think he hasn't had like he's not world class. That's what I'd say.
He's a bit. I'd say him and Coutinho have had like a similar career, like class in the Prem. They go to Spain. Obviously, I know Coutinho went to Bayern, but it just didn't really work out, did it?
Doesn't work out for most players.
Which. It's mad that, though, because everyone will go on about the Prem being the better league, but you'd think that people would be a lot better in the league.
Like, Bale, it worked out for him. Obviously, he won trophies, but...
He didn't sell, did he? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Probably one of the most hated
players. As he was when he was in play for Tottenham.
No.
Yeah, but that's because... Yeah, but I don't think you are.
Yeah, but... Haaland spoke about now and he a lot. And he's in a different league. So I think...
Yeah, but he's never been in the Prem, but I'd love to see him in the Prem because he just makes me laugh. I'm not bothered that he's not like
He's going towards the Zlatan type of player. And then probably next week you start speaking third person.
I love his interviews, mate. I don't watch Dortmund. I just turn them on after they've played to us and listen to the interviews. He doesn't care. Start telling him.
Imagine him on this podcast. Right, Haaland. Yeah. How you been? Good. What's like playing for Dortmund? Great.
What are these? What are these? Me. That's all. I love
just
him,
one word answers.
I do think Mbappe's better than him.
Hey, boys, yeah. Can I get really a bit good. Personally here, yeah?
Ooh.
I was scrolling through Amazon the other day. Yeah. This might sound nerdy, yeah, but Just think of the. If you've guessed someone good, do you know what I mean? I've seen these match attack extras, yeah. Then I've seen in the corner, genuine autograph card in lucky packets, yeah. And I thought, I could get someone good here. I can get Mbappe. I can get Haaland, but also I can get someone bad. And I was like, do it. But what put me off, yeah, is one.
Salah could have signed it.
One, what put me off was the price.
Yeah.
It was 32 quid. Come on. And the other one was, yeah.
Well,
come on, I'm not a kid anymore.
Yeah, no. But, match attacks are quite popular now, to be fair. Like on TikTok and that.
It's because Joe Castro, 1021, the streamer.
Oh, yeah.
You pay like 500 quid for this like 10 cards and they're all signed.
Didn't it start off with like Pokemon cards? And
yeah, that was because of Logan Paul.
I've not really watched any Pokemon.
No. Yeah, but I was so tempted, yeah. But I would have if it said guaranteed autograph card.
Oh,
because it's not guaranteed. I'm like, I have no thanks. I'd rather spend money on FIFA points.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm missing one really. FIFA's awful.
FIFA's dead, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's been dead for all 5 years now.
Only buying out for pro clubs.
Yeah, genuinely.
But we'll all buy it like next season.
I only buy it because I am the greatest pro club striker to ever grace this earth.
Oh my days.
I'd buy it to I just like using what is it? Career mode.
You play like pro clubs with me. How good am I a striker?
You are good. Jenko
or sitters?
Jenko?
No, Matthew, to be fair, I'll let you know. You are good.
I'm the best in the club.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'll agree with that.
I'm the best any then. I'll get that. Best any, yeah, you can have that. Yeah, but I'm the best striker on pro clubs. So if anyone's listening, yeah, you want to join join our pro club team, get lost because I'm the best. Well, boys, anyone, you can't join.
Anyone else? Celtic, reckon that'd be good if it was to happen.
No, I like him as a pundit.
It'll end in misery. I don't think he can manage people, to be honest. He's like too aggressive.
You just get angry.
Yeah. It's a bit like Thierry Henry being too sarcastic, isn't it?
Yeah, Joe Thierry Henry, has he left him? Montreal. Yeah, has he left them?
I believe with Bournemouth for some reason.
Wow.
Mm.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was.
You mentioned this on the podcast.
I did get sacked. Remember?
Yeah.
I don't listen to it, so I don't know what you spoke about.
You got furloughed.
Sorry.
You got replaced by the kids you speak to now.
No hard feelings, Ben.
Just got put on furlough 1 week. It was sound. I could play the Bills. There's not really apart from the draw. It was the.
Yeah, no.
Hey, can I just say one thing about this draw? Yeah. How long do they take to do the draw?
Oh my days.
I was sitting there for half an hour just going, hurry up, come on, do the draw.
They bring out the ambassadors, when he said he knows Istanbul well, I was fully thinking it was going to be so. I fully thought it'd be a Liverpool player. I was like, oh, fair enough.
And it was fucking Hamid Altıntop.
He knows Istanbul really well. And I was like, most famous Champions League game in Istanbul, obviously, was us in 2005. Miles, who's this then?
Right, boys, I reckon we end it. Shall we end it?
It's been a good podcast, please.
Yes, yes, yes. That is the end of this episode. Don't forget to drop a follow on Instagram @MattyWithTheFooty, and we will catch you next time. In a bit. To that.